The direction that the Lord gave her today was how to experience His peace through trust. So we're going to pray into that today. I just want to share a few things. God is love. Trusting God is essential because it's the element of His true, His saving faith. In God, we find peace, strength, contentment, and so much more. And all that He has done, all that He is doing, all that He will do, both now and forever, in His Son, Jesus Christ. Trust grows out of knowledge of God, His promises, and His actions. So we have to know God in order to really be able to trust Him, which means we have to read His word. We have to develop an intimate relationship with Him. Trusting God is essential to our walk in faith and as Christians. Actually, we are commanded to trust God. In Psalms 4 and 5, it says that we are to offer right sacrifices and put our trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 encourage us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge Him, and He will make straight our path. As I was reading the Amplified Version, I really liked how it was worded there. It says, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your path straight, smooth, and remove obstacles that block your way. So we can relinquish the need to feel like we have to wrestle and remove those obstacles, because the word says that He will make our path straight. God is love. That is His nature. And because He loves us, we can trust Him. God loves all His creation and cares for it in many, many ways. He has a special love for His people that will bring us into fellowship with Him, and the result will spare salvation from sin and all of their enemies in this world and the next. This love of God will never let us go, and we can always rely on Him. God can be trusted because His word is true, and He keeps all of His promises. The Lord pronounces a blessing on the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. And he will be blessed because the Lord cannot lie, and He will keep all of His promises. He is a good shepherd who cares for His sheep. And He tells us that no one can snatch us out of His or His Father's hand. No one can snatch us out of His or His Father's hand. We're building trust on today. If you're just joining in, we are gaining peace, the peace of God, through learning how to trust in Him. If we trust God, we will obey Him as our sovereign Lord, and because we believe He knows what is best. Disobedience and trust cannot coexist. If we trust God, we will walk in His ways and do what He tells us. Trusting God will help us wait on Him when He delays or is silent regarding our prayers or the fulfillment of His promises. If He delays, it is for a good reason. His actions are founded on His wisdom and love. Trusting God will keep us from taking matters into our own hands, as if we know better than God what we should do. If we trust God, we will be content with what He has given us. We know that He has promised to give us good things to His people, and that He holds nothing back. If we trust God, we will not be afraid. Isaiah 12 and 2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Those who trust God will act in faith, knowing who God is and what he has promised and what he has done. And so today we're going to take some time to just pray into those areas that we are not trusting God, and to ask God to restore us in the places where we may not be trusting, and to help us to lean on his word and his nature and his truth as we trust him, so that we can go throughout life with peace, without anxiety, without fear. So now, we're going to pray. So wherever you are, just begin to pray and ask God to show you the areas in your life where you may not be trusting him. Father God, we lift you up, God, on this noonday prayer, Father. Lord, we exalt your name, God. We say you are worthy, God, to be praised, God. You are worthy of all the honor, God, all of the glory, God, that is through your name, Father. You are a sovereign God. God, you are the eternal one. You are the righteous one, God. You are all-seeing, God, all-knowing, Father, and we put our trust in you. Father, we come now, Father, just repenting and saying, God, we repent, God, of our sins, Father, knowing and in the sense of commission, and God, in the sense of right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, search our hearts, God. Reveal to us the places and in hidden spaces, Father, where we fail to trust you, Father. Father, your word says that you are love, Father. Lord, that you will never leave or forsake us, Father. Lord, we put our lives in your hands, Father. We put the lives of our children in your hands, God. We put our family in your hands, God. Lord, we know, Father, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we stand on your word, Father. No weapon will form against our families, God. No weapon will form against our children. No weapon that's formed will prosper against our families. It won't prosper against our children. It won't prosper as it calls to our purpose, God, our identity, Father, Lord, our finances, Father, our ministries, Father, our identity, Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts, our minds, God, the weapons may form, but your word says that prosper, God, and we stand on your word, God, because it is true, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pull down every lie and every stronghold of the enemy, God, that would try to form in our minds, God, in our hearts, Father. Jesus, that will cause our faith, God, to wane, Father, and to get away from the truth of who you are, Father. In the name of Jesus, we stand firm, Father, on your word today, God. We stand firm, God, on truth today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, Lord, that you would begin to reveal in the hearts and minds of your people, God, every area of our lives that have been built up, God, concerning their families, God, concerning their destiny, God, concerning their purpose, Father, concerning their finances now, in the name of Jesus, Father, and we replace those thoughts, God, with the word of God, in the name of Jesus, right now, ask God to show you every area, every life, every stronghold of the enemy as it relates to your your mind as it relates to your trust in the name of Jesus. Those places where fear has been built up in the name of Jesus. Lord, your perfect love casts out all fear, God, in the name of Jesus. God, your love reigns, Father, on this morning, Father. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your peace, Father. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace. We come against all fear, all condemnation, God, all shame now in the name of Jesus. That would be a stumbling block for your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against every stumbling block that will cause us to not trust you, God. We don't look at the obstacle, Father, in the name of Jesus, because your word says, God, that Satan is under our feet, God. You have given us the authority to trample over serpents and scorpions, God, in the name of Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places with you. We take our authority now in the name of Jesus, Father. We put our trust, we put all of our hope in you, Jesus. God, give us the courage and the boldness, Father, in the name of Jesus, to believe, God, that you are we are who you say we are, in the name of Jesus, a royal priesthood, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we are royal, the royal priesthood, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want that to settle in your spirit today, who you are in Christ. We are sons of God. As a son, there is nothing, there's no good thing that our Father will withhold from us. We don't have to worry about finances. We don't have to worry about what are we going to eat, how are we going to, those things are low. Set your mind on the things that are above. When you are seated in a heavenly place, we don't worry about the earthly things, the earthbound things. In the name of Jesus, because from that seat, because of the authority that we have in Christ, we can speak, we have faith, we have the authority over these things. We bring our will into the will of God. We come into divine alignment. We align our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirit with the Father. There is no lack in God. There is nothing but freedom in Christ. May every chain fall today that would try to confound the people, God, that would try to confound our minds, that would try to restrict and constrain us and make us to believe that we are not who we are in Christ. We are seated in heavenly places. We are sons of God. We were given a charge to take dominion. To take dominion. And we don't relinquish that on this morning. We pick it up. We pick up the charge. In the name of Jesus, Rebbe Shia Nahaya Baso, Rebbe Shia Nahaya Basia. Every stronghold of the mind that will cause us not to believe, be dismantled now by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, Rebbe Shia Nahaya Baso, Rebbe Shoto Robosia Nahaya, Rebbe Shia Nahaya Baso, we enter into rest because God is perfect. He is trustworthy. Father, you are our eternal creator. You're not bound by time. You will never cease to exist. You are the source of life, breath, and everything else. You are all present. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. No one can thwart his will. He does as he pleases. His sovereignty is absolute. Nothing happens that he does not ordain. Nothing catches him by surprise. He knows the end from the beginning, and he will do all that he has purpose to bring the plan into completion. As the sovereign of the universe, we can trust him no matter what happens. We are safe. You are safe in his hands. His word declares no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. He is love and loving, pure, without any sin or defilement. Don't put your trust in man. Trust in the Lord. There is no weapon that is fashioned against us as his servants that will succeed. We will refute every tongue that rises against us in judgment, because the Lord has promised to vindicate us. We are vindicated by God. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. He tells us to ask him for our daily bread and to seek first his kingdom. And we must believe that he will supply our needs one day at a time according to his will. It is his will for us to walk in prosperity. It is his will for us to have peace. It is his will for us to have joy. It is his will. And so we can take hold of those things. We don't have to ask for it. We can grab hold of it because it's found within him. Father, now I pray, God, Lord, that every mind that is anxious, God, that you will stabilize it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare, God, that we have a sound mind. Lord, train our thoughts to rest in you before they run to fear. Father, we surrender our control and our self-reliance over to you. The areas where we try to control the outcomes, God, we surrender it over to you. We pray for direction over our own understanding. We ask for peace when times are uncertain. But God, we surrender our control, our need for control, our need to control every little thing in our lives over to you. We release ourselves from that pressure, from trying to fulfill something we were never meant to. We pray for peace in our relationships. We pray for peace in our decision making. We pray for peace and healing in our bodies. We pray for peace in our home environment. We trust you, God, with every area of our lives. Your word says, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody give God glory, because we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Father, we thank you, God, for this time, God, this 60 for 60 that we have come together to spend with you, God, to hear from you, God, to hear your voice, your ways, God, to hear your mind, to bring our spirits, our souls into alignment with you and what you are saying in this time, in this season, in this hour. Father, we trust you, God. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, God. No matter what is going on in the media, no matter what is going on in our country, God, we trust you, because you are our resource. You are our sovereign God. Nothing can snatch us out of your hand. Nothing will happen to us that you don't allow or ordain. We thank you for your peace. We rest in you. We settle our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. We settle it today in you. We ask, God, that you would give us sweet rest as we sleep at night. that we won't be up thinking and tossing and twirling over things that we can't control anyway. We relinquish all of those things over to you, that we may continue to rest in you. Help us to build a more intimate relationship with you, God. As we learn, as we know who you are, we will be able to trust you more, Father. I pray that every person would continue to build an intimate relationship with the Father. It's hard to trust someone that you don't know. But when you know God, when you walk with God, when you experience his presence, his glory, his nature, through prayer, through reading of his word, through worship, that trust that might feel like the hard thing becomes easy. You'll encounter his love, his peace, and his joy. It's all found in his presence. At this time, I'm going to open the line for anyone who, if there's any prophets, apostles, or anyone who would just like to share what the Lord is saying. You can come forth now.
Good afternoon. This is Apostle Cash. Such a powerful word, such a powerful prayer. I just thank God for your obedience and moving in that direction. I noticed that God has been speaking patterns throughout this 60 to 60 initiative, the things that he finds important for us to align or realign. So I thank you for releasing what the Lord has placed in your spirit. And it was one thing you said, I believe it was, I am royalty. And you said to rest in that. And I'm taking that today and resting in that. So thank you so much, Prophet Shen, for leading us in the charge today.
You are welcome. Will there be another?
Grace and peace. This is PIT Cam. I just want to say thank you so much for leading this charge. Thank you for stirring us. Thank you for your prayer and just reaffirming and reminding us who we are. I think we allow sometimes, and I'm just going to say we, I'm just going to talk about me, allow sometimes for just things to go about and kind of come in and allow your mind to forget who you are. Life is going to happen and it's fine. Pressure is going to come, but be reminded who you are. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this prayer today. And I truly appreciate you for leading this charge today. Thank you.
Yes, let's never forget. That's how the enemy, that's one of the tricks of the enemy. He wants us to forget. Because as surely as you forget, that's an open, that's a little crack door that he can't wait to slip through. Oh, she don't know who she is. Let me come play. No. Mm-mm. Thank you, P. I take care of you. Will there be another?
Good afternoon. This is P.S.C. Renita. I will echo the sentiments of gratitude for what you shared today. It's just consistent across the today, but also as Apostle Fash said, across the 60 for 60 initiative. But today in particular has been really big on identity and awareness of that identity, as well as the dangers of not being aware. And so I'm grateful for this. It was definitely a great reminder and one that I'm just going to carry this for the rest of the day with regard to my focus because, you know, it's obviously something that we need to focus on, something that we need to give attention to, and I want to make sure I do that. So thank you again.
Thank you so much, Elder Anita, in training. Will there be another? All right. Well, I want to remind everyone, don't forget to do your 20 minutes this evening. We are praying 60 days for 60 minutes. So every morning at 5 a.m., we are on the line. At 12 noon, we are on the line. And then in the evening, you pray for 20 minutes on your own. We'll be back tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. If you are in the area, please join us on Sunday. We have two amazing elders in training that are being ordained at St. Miami at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. If you are in the area, join us. You can follow us on social media, St. Miami. Thank you all so much for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.